keep pace with future needs, about half. Next slide, please. And that's a segue into the second of the two slides that I wanted to present to you today. This is Taylor Hall, a Taylor Hall retrofit of a key classroom. Taylor Hall was built to code in 1965 and remains Southern's principal classroom building. It accommodates approximately 20 general assignment classrooms of various sizes. While it was built to code in 1965, as we entered the 90s, it was apparent that the heating, ventilation, air conditioning systems had become obsolete and were poorly functioning. The result was the filing of complaints about air quality, bacteria levels, the carbon dioxide levels, students feeling lethargy in the afternoon after lunch, which may be symptomatic in other ways, but particularly so in this building. Mm-hmm. The accusation, of course, with the number of complaints coming forward from both faculty and students, was that we had a sick building. This is a 30-year-old sick building. We called in what amounted to five public health agencies, including one federal, three state, and Jackson County Health to review the building and review the complaints. Number of workers' comp claims, and the result was the mounting of a construction project which expended $1.8 million of capital repair money. Capital repair, as allocated by the legislature, was essential to our solving this problem during the summers of 1996 and 1997. We did not have sufficient time nor resources to fully modernize the classrooms, to introduce appropriate technology, but we did improve the infrastructure as a part of replacing the mechanical system. So we are dependent on capital repair in the next biennium to fulfill the objectives for this building. Why did we present this building to you? It represents, it illustrates, I think, very fully that it entailed a combination of repair, code, and academic modernization considerations, which are very much embodied in the state system's number one project priority on the list that was dispersed to you, 1A, the Academic Modernization and Repair Project, which is the state system omnibus project to address these needs. Capital repair is essential to us. We hope that we can improve upon our allocations because the backlog is growing. It does indeed, as Mr. Chase pointed out, affect our ability to deliver the instructional services to our students. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any questions?
Thank you, Ron.
Chair Minnis and members of the committee, I will try to wrap this as quickly as possible because the time is upon us. Our next steps are to integrate the results of all the different activities that have been the one major baseline study has been completed, and the other activities are underway, and to go forward, as I've already mentioned, with a village outlook report to the board next March in anticipation of the new program for the new biennium next July. Next slide, please. Just to summarize for you, that in the 1999-2001 capital program, governor's recommended budget as adjusted, the following approximations. General fund is about $14.8 million. That contrasts to over $16 million in general fund this biennium. Article 11G bonds are almost $16 million, and that's about half of what we have in 97-99 in Article 11G bonds, just to give you order of magnitude. So state funding request is approximately $31.75 million for the new biennium. In Article 11G, or F bonds, excuse me, we have about $46 million. Other funds, $45.7 million. So we're asking for central limitation for all of these categories. So the total governor's adjusted budget is approximately $123 million. And again, as Mr. Bennett has mentioned, this contrasts with the 97-99 final approved budget, including our emergency board requests during the biennium of a little over $300 million, actually, when you include the e-board requests, or about $285 million without those. On the next slide, in the new environment, as we move into the new century, our campuses must prepare for higher enrollments. They are doing that to the best of their abilities. We want to match our buildings to the curricula that will be offered, including the distance learning capability. We have a serious need to modernize our facilities, and including our student facilities. And as Mr. Bolshead mentioned, our principal mechanism for modernization, capital repair, and deferred maintenance is the general fund and Article 11G bond match, which has for the past three biennium been at a level of approximately $23.5 million, $24 million per biennium. So it gives you an idea. And lastly, we want to rehabilitate and upgrade a lot of the aging buildings that we have, some of which portrayed to you today. The last slide in the transition, we're going to complete our four-part program and bring together all of these elements, and I think that will give us a solid foundation for proposing our financing plans, our projects, and our system-wide activities for several biennia. I very much appreciate the opportunity to present this to you today, and I hope it's been educational as well.
Any questions?
I really never got my question answered on the fire technique. Does your study take into consideration the problem with our buildings related to the possibility of earthquakes?
You want to just that? I don't.
The answer is, if your buildings
if there's buildings that do not currently meet seismic, they're not included in it. But when the money that's included for the next round does include bringing things up to current code. But if this is a foundation issue or if this is a vertical structure issue, it's not in there. The size is not included in the right
answer. Do we have any study in the state system that talks through the vulnerability of those buildings to the seismic occurrence?
Senator Cho, I'm not aware of any comprehensive study, seismic study that we have reported. We have taken individual actions on the campuses and identified, the seismic issues, but we do not have a comprehensive study available for us.
I think that the scientists are telling us about the possibility of the seismic occurrence, we ought to have some sort of a system-wide effect of where we are on what we should do.
I appreciate that suggestion.
Any other questions? Thanks very much for your presentation and your comments, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we're done.